Praise God. Well, let's go over to Philippians 4:6. We're going a little bit different direction tonight. I just had it in my heart to go this way, and everything has gone this way so far. Shelly doesn't know what I'm preaching on, but she's led by the Spirit of God. And don't you appreciate how God has blessed her with the music? I'm not saying that just because she's my wife, but God's anointing her to do that. And it's awesome. And she's led by the Spirit of God. You know that sets the stage for the Word. Do you know if I got up here and just started preaching, you know, when you came in, think of when you came in, if I had just started preaching, what difference would that be than right now? See, that's tilled up. Your hearts are receptive. Your hearts are on Him. We're able to get the things we ought to get. And that's a gift. That's why we need the body of Christ. And God's anointed her to do this, and she does it very well to the glory of God. And we're appreciative. Don't take that for granted. Don't take anybody for granted. You see somebody in the church and you say, boy, you're good at that. Don't just say, well, you're good. No, God's gifted you. Appreciate what God has done. Appreciate what God's doing in you. Don't ever discount what God is doing in you. Don't say, well, I don't have such and such. No, but what? That's like if God's asked you to do something, you say, well, that's nothing. What are we saying? The Almighty asked you to do something, and He's gifted you to do something. Well, that's nothing. That's not. Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes we say that because we don't think it's anything because it comes so easily to us. Well, why does it come so easily? Because He's blessed us and gifted. Some people look at you and go, "How in the world do you do that so effortlessly? That's a chore for me." Well, God's blessed you. God's gifted you. Enjoy the other gifts in the body of Christ and esteem what God is doing in you. Don't ever discount the gifts that God has placed in you. Let's turn over to Philippians 4:6. I know this is a very familiar verse of Scripture, but I had it in my heart to go here. We're going to hit on some things. Is that okay? I believe this is God, so God must know what we need, right? Hallelujah. Philippians 4:6. Now let's look at this with fresh eyes. This is the word of the Lord to us here. Tonight. Look at it. Philippians 4:6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I want to read that in a couple other translations. Philippians 4:6 in the New International Version says, "Do not," just let just receive this right now, just listen. "Do not be anxious about anything." How many things is included in anything? Everything. And you're supposed to do what with those? Be anxious or do not be anxious? Do not be anxious about anything. So is there anything at all that we should be anxious about? I'm telling you, this is a revelation to me because you go through your day and I know some stuff comes up. But it should just be a filter. If you start having anxiety, you got to stop and say, wait a minute. Philippians 4:6 says, you know, in the New King James, be anxious for nothing. This says, don't be anxious for anything. And this qualifies. So right now, I'm not to take care. I'm not to be anxious. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how life-threatening it is or financially threatening or relationships. God said, don't be anxious about it. Period. 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 Nothing. That means anything that we were tempted to take care of today, and maybe we didn't have to. I said, we didn't have to. Now, I'm not saying this that, well, we're dumb because we did or to condemn anybody. I'm saying we don't have to because we have the Spirit of God living in us and we can step up. And if He told us, if He said, do not be anxious for anything, then that word carries with it the power to do it. We don't have to. We can step up, and if we'll, I'm not saying you'll feel like it. That's a totally different thing. You may feel like just completely getting down and crying. You may feel like not going into work. You may feel like, you know, just saying, forget it, I'm going to quit. That has nothing to do with it. This word still reads the same, and we can say, be anxious for nothing. And if you'll stand up right then and say, okay, this qualifies, Lord, help me. If you're feeling tempted in this area and feeling like this is pushing in, I feel anxious, okay? What can we do? God, Lord, help me right now. I know I'm being tempted to be anxious. I'm being tempted to give in here. Lord, help me, strengthen me, comfort me right now. Help me. And He'll be faithful to do it. You watch. Things that were you've given into it and fretted and thought there's nothing I can do but come unglued, if you'll trust Him and say, God, You're just God. If You told me to do something, You would not tell me to do something that I can't do. So You told me to be anxious for nothing. That means right now I have the ability not to be anxious. Lord, help me to do it, and I'm trusting You right now. And I refuse to be anxious. I refuse to worry. I refuse to fret. I'm not going to be anxious about it. Say, I'm not going to be anxious about it. You might have something specific in your head. Say, I'm not going to be anxious about it. Say it one more time. I'm not going to be anxious about it. One more time, like you mean it. I'm not going to be anxious about it. One more time. I'm not going to be anxious about it. I'm not going to be anxious about it. I will not. Now, that's not just a statement of pride, like, I will not. No, you are saying it by His strength. I won't. I will not. Like Pastor Hagin would say, I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated. I mean, I can't be defeated, and I won't quit. So if I can't be defeated and I won't quit, what does that mean? I'm going to win. Because if I don't get out of the game, and if I'm in the game, I can't lose, then I'm going to win. I don't care what it looks like today. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I'm going to win. Period. So there's no reason to be anxious. There's no reason to be upset. I'm saying you may see some stuff that looks like you have plenty of reason to be upset. But God still said, be anxious for nothing. And we have to take His perspective on this. We have to say, God, You're with me. God, You're with me here. See, the enemy wants you to think that when something rises up in your life that looks bad, that somehow God did not come through to let that circumstance happen. That's what he tries to tell you in the midst of it. Where is he? Why did this happen? And what he's trying to subtly do is turn you against him, or to feel like, well, or to get you to think, okay, I missed it. Something is happening, so I missed it somewhere to allow this. Well, you can go before God and say, God, did I? But if you don't have something specifically, God doesn't show you, then don't go looking for something and inventing something. Don't start going looking for something and say, surely I must have missed it. No, the Bible says that we're going to have this stuff come up regardless. You're going to have challenges come up. So when they come up, if you don't have a witness that something you did was out of line, then just take it as part of life and say, this is going to go. God is with me right now. So instead of feeling like, God, what did you do? How did you fail me to get me here? Look at it as this came up. Now, how are we going to go around it? Help me, God, to get through this. And if you'll take that attitude, then when something comes up, you're like, instead of going, God, what happened? Why is everything falling apart? You'll say, this is normal. This is life. Now, God, how am I going to deal with this? You're going to give me victory right here. And He will. You watch, He'll give you victory right through that thing. I want to give you some more scripture. Let me finish reading this. I'm just going to load you up with some stuff on this tonight. Okay? Boom, boom, boom. Be anxious. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. By prayer and petition. Just like what we were just talking about, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So if you have something pop up in that circumstance, go to Him. Don't be anxious about it. Instead, go to Him and say, Lord, help me. Lord, I thank You that You're always over everything. You're always victorious. And because I'm Your son or Your daughter, I'm in the family, I'm always victorious. So right now, I'm just going to present this request to You. Lord, help me with this situation. Show me how to get around this situation. Show me how to go through it, under it, over it. I'm going by it, however. And it says, then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. A shield. It's like instead of giving in to that anxiety, if we'll just go to Him and say, God, this is arisen. Lord, help me to get right. Lord, this is an obstacle. I'm not denying it, but You said to not be anxious for it. You said to bring it to You, so Lord, I'm bringing it to You. And I'm just going to throw it over on You. And the Bible says that the peace of God will just surround your hearts and minds. That's how you stay there. Do you see that? It's like a fortress. There's so many things coming to me right now. God, we got to pull. I want us to get what we're supposed to get right now. But there's so many things coming right now. We want the right things. It's a fortress. Fortress. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isn't that what the Word says? Praise You, Lord Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Let's go over to Psalm 46. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before you go there, go to John. So find Psalm 46. And then John 16. Glory to God. Let's just put our eyes on His Word. Let's just put our eyes on His Word. Praise God. Praise You, Lord Jesus. John 16. And Psalms 46. You guys all found John? Yeah. All right, let's go there. John 16, it says, these things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. Notice that. What we just read, that if you'll go to God with whatever it is, every day, all the time, anything that tempts you to be anxious, right then, go to Him. That's how you stay in the peace of God. And what did He say? These things I've spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. See, He said you would have it. We will have tribulation. John 16, 33. What did I say? What? I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry. John 16, 33. Let's rewind. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in Me you may have peace. That in Me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. You will have it. Jesus, are these words read in your Bible? That means Jesus spoke them. He said, you're going to have tribulation. Does that mean He has forsaken us if we have tribulation? Is everything just going to be all smooth, you know? I don't know why people say a bed of roses. Maybe rose petals, but roses, they come with thorns. But rose petals, okay, if you like that smell. But anyway, you're not going to go through this life without any challenge. I'll tell you, when I started to really get a hold of this, and I'm not saying I'm arrived, but I've certainly left. It used to be when something would rise up, be like, darn it, I mean, what? Why is this happening? You know, been reading my Bible, been praying, doing everything I know to do, and the pressure's coming. Stuff is happening. You know, stuff has gotten busy, or this thing has arisen, you know, and all these things. The devil tries to use what you can call the pile-up technique. Not just one thing. But something breaks, and then another thing, and then another thing, and it's pressure. And that's what this word tribulation means. It means squeezing and pressure, like you put in a wine press or something. It's just crushing. Well, when that stuff starts happening, you know, it used to be, what's going on? And starting to feel like something is wrong and getting irritated about it instead of looking at it going, this is life. And I'm going over this. God, help me in the midst of this. Jesus said this is normal. He said, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So right there, you say, I'm overcoming this. I'm going over it. I see myself past this. Right now, it doesn't look like I may be past it, but I'm going to be past it because I'm not going down. You think of the worst thing that could happen in your situation, and then think of this. God will be there. Sometimes if you think of the worst thing that could happen and just get it out of your head, because that's probably not what's going to happen. One of my instructors used to say this, you know, he would get anxious about tests. And he said, you know, I would think, you know, well, what if I totally bomb it and get this? And he said, and then he would start, and he would get anxious about it. And he started to say, well, that's probably not going to happen. And what's the best thing that happened? I just ace it, get 100. He goes, well, it's probably going to be somewhere in the middle. So now we've scoped out the best and the worst. It's probably going to be somewhere. And he said it just kind of alleviated his anxiety. But a lot of times, if you'll just say, what's the worst? The thing that you're so anxious about, when you strip it down, this is in that book, Telling Yourself the Truth. I'm telling you, if you haven't read that book, read that book. It's awesome. We sometimes tell ourselves something is going to be just horrible. If this thing ever happened to me, oh goodness, I could not bear it. And that's what you're telling yourself. And you build it up. But if you'll just, it's like it's in your peripheral vision. It's like, if this thing ever happened, oh no, I couldn't bear it. And it's like this thing hovering over you, like this. But you don't really look at it. If you'll just, instead of letting it be in your periphery, just look directly at it and say, okay, what happens if that happens? What if that thing right there happened? What if the worst situation in what I'm going through, what if it happened? And then you think, God will be there, and He'll bring me through. He's not going to leave me. And when you look at that thing, you could probably say, what if that happened? It's still not even close to what a lot of people, other people are going through. And what you've told yourself a lot is, I could not bear it. That's not true. That's not true. In fact, there are people that are probably bearing that and more and going through it. So we could look at it and say, no, I can get through it. And God's here with me, and He will be there. No matter what happens, He'll be there with me, and He'll see me through, and I'm going over. And then see, now you faced it and looked at it, you can say, I'm not going to worry about that. And that's probably not what's going to happen anyway, and God's working. And the devil bring that back. See, it starts to lose its power. When you won't directly look at it, it's like this thing out here that, oh no, that if that ever happened, and it's just this anxiety. If that ever happened, I don't know what I'd do. Get it out of there and just say, if that happened, God Almighty would be with me and He'd bring me over. And now the enemy brings that back to you and you say, I already said what I would do if that happens and I'm not worrying about it. Now His power is diminished. Now your heart, that's where the peace comes from. See, He said, be anxious for nothing. Even that thing, like we said earlier, even that thing. You say, I'm not going to be anxious about it. Well, see, now you're strong. Now you're powerful. Now you're saying, I'm not going to worry about that. I won't. God will help me. Well, now you can start to hear Him better. See, you've decluttered your mind from that. You can hear Him, to be led by Him. Let's go over to Psalms. You guys still have Psalms? 46. I'll give you the verse this time. Psalms 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. It said, God, everybody there? Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength. What does that give you a picture of? A shield. A rampart. It's just a fortress. He's our fortress. Like we were talking about earlier, this fortress that will guard our hearts and mind, that's to run to Him and to look to Him and say, God, I'm looking to You. I'm not going to be anxious. He is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That means right when you need it. Whenever you need it, whenever you're facing something, He will be our strength and our help right there. And I'm telling you, the more you rely on that when you're right in the middle of the problem, you say, no, God, You're going to bring me through. You know how you can tell you're believing that a lot of times? Where's your anxiety level?
Yeah.
If you're anxious and you're fearing, you're not looking to Him. You're not. We're not. I'm not. You're not. A person's not. If I'm sitting here shaking and I'm saying, oh no, I believe Him. Now, don't get me wrong. You can have symptoms. You could be like this and say, no, I will not fear. But you're shaking. That's not the same thing. I'm saying when you're going, I just don't know what I'm going to do. I don't. And you're yielding to it. There's a difference between yielding to anxiety and fear and having it tempt you. You can feel tempted to be anxious in the middle of the day, but you say, no, I'm not going to do it. You can be tempted to do anything. You can be tempted to rob a bank when you're driving by, but you just keep on right on driving. You can be tempted to do a lot of things, but there's a difference between being tempted and then going into the bank and say, put your hands up, you know. There's a difference. So when you're anxious and you're feeling anxiety, that's the time to say, no, I'm not going to do that. You can tell. Man said it like this. Preacher said it like this once. You know what faith looks like? Just a big smile on your face and say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. All right, we're okay. It's going to be okay. Everything's crashing down. It'll be okay. That's faith. Hey, we're going to make it. God's in control. That's faith. You may think that looks stupid. Somebody else may go, you're nuts. No. Hey, God's in control. Yeah, but no. We're going to win. Looks like you're behind 50-0. Hey, God's in control. God's on my side. I'm not saying He's in control. He's making this happen. No, He's the Lord of all. And if I give Him place right now, He'll take me out. The last thing I want to do is start getting all anxious about it, because then I'm yielding to the enemy. Then I'm going, right, He's trying to get me to be anxious, so I start doing stupid things so when I don't listen to Him. God, I mean, I'm saying. You cannot hear God as well when your mind's going 50 directions and you're going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You do dumb things when you do that. We need to get to where we're in peace. We're calm. We're saying, God, though I'm tempted, I'm not going to be anxious for this. You're still going to bring me through. And when the enemy tells you, yeah, you're not going to make it, say, well, God will be there. You know what? Regardless, I'm still choosing to be calm right now. Yeah, but I don't care but what. I'm still going to, One thing I know is right now I'm not going to be anxious about it. So I'm going to be cool and calm and cool, collected right now, regardless. Yeah, but what if this, I don't care what happens. One thing I know is that I'm going to do what Philippians 4:6 says, and I'm going to be calm about this, and I'm not going to be anxious about it. If you'll stay right there, I don't care if you have to go around that circle 50 times. The Bible says to resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That means to withstand, to be like this. You don't just do it for a little bit and go, isn't that good enough? Okay, and then back off. No, you just stay there as long as it takes. Long as he's going to throw this stuff at you, no. I'm not going to be anxious. No, I'm not going to worry about it. God's my refuge. He's my strength. Hallelujah. He's my strength. A very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Now, I was reading Philippians 4:6. I'll read that to you in the Amplified. It says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. How plain is that? Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of soul, assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace. That means no matter what comes, whatever pops its head up, you're still like, it's still okay. Yeah. Because I know Him. Because I know God. And He hasn't left me. And He's going to go through this with me. And the enemy may throw all kinds of thoughts at you. All kinds of pictures, circumstances, images, movies. Don't accept them. Because they're lies. So many times, the things that you're having thoughts about, that I'm having thoughts about, that the enemy tries to throw, they'll never happen. They'll never happen. But he wants you to think it's inevitable. This is going to happen. This is what you're going to look like. And he'll play you a movie of what he wants you to believe. And if we'll resist it and say, that's not what's going to happen. God said not to worry about this. He said that he's going to be with me through any kind of trouble. And he's going to bring me out on top. And if you'll stay right there, as real as that may feel, as inevitable as it may feel, looks like the game's over, you might as well go home. If you'll stay with God and not be anxious, that's faith. That's a picture of faith. If you're in rest, none of these things move me. I'm okay. And you just see you overcoming. You see what you believe coming to pass. You replace that bad movie with a good movie saying, no, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to overcome. And you see that. And it may be that you're looking at that and all of a sudden the movie screens get switched and all of a sudden that other thing's there again. You look up and the old movie, the bad movie's there. You just got to rip it down and put the other thing back up and say, no. This is what God said. I don't care if you have to do that 50 times. If we'll stay at it, we'll win. Be anxious for nothing. He said, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You guys, you're still in Psalms, right? Go over to Psalms 55. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 55, verse 22. Psalm 55, verse 22. Everybody there? It says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Or the margin of my Bible says, shaken. Cast your burden on the Lord. What's a burden? It's something that weighs something, right? It could be weight. It could be mental. It could be physical. Be relational. But whatever it is, the Bible says, cast it on the Lord. Push it off. Say, no, I'm not going to take that. Push it off. And it says, he shall what? Sustain you. Sustain us right through something. If it wasn't causing weight, if it wasn't something that was weighing us down, we wouldn't be talking about casting it off and sustaining. He's saying something that you feel like you're not going to make it through. But he said, cast off that burden and the Lord will see us through. He'll see us through it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The New International Version says, cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. The Amplified says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. Let's turn over to 1 Peter 5. I believe we'll close here. 1 Peter 5. First Peter 5, verse 6. First Peter 5, verse 6. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. That sound like be anxious for nothing? Casting how much of it?
All of it.
All of it. To all these scriptures that we've read, it's telling us we have no place taking any of this care, taking any anxiety. We're not meant to take that. Our frame is not meant to take it. Your mind can't take it. Your mind cannot take focusing on one thing half the time and other. In fact, this word care, that's exactly what it means. It means from words meaning to divide and the mind. The word denotes distractions, anxieties, burdens, and worries. The word means to be anxious beforehand about daily life. Anybody ever experienced that before? Something that you're anxious about, something that you just want to go through your day, and something's pulling at you, nagging, just trying to get you to go over here, just nagging you. That's not supposed to be. We take that and say, no, I'm going to put that over onto God. I'm going to read that same verse in the Living Bible. It says, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching. He is always thinking about you and watching over everything that concerns you. Let him have all your worries and your cares, because he's always thinking about us and he's watching over us. That's why we're to do it. That's why we can do it. That's what'll give us the ability to do it, is when we stir ourselves up to know that God Almighty is watching over us. And we have no business taking 1 ounce of any fear or anxiety about what's going to happen. None. Be anxious for nothing. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Praise God.